Nordstrom is here to help you dress in a way that feels totally you with the best spring styles. From boho dresses and matching sets to must-have bags and sneakers, discover thousands of items from lots of your favorite brands like Mango, Reformation, Veronica Beard, and Farm Rio. It's easy, too, with free shipping and returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today, in stores and at Nordstrom.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the sun is finally starting to show a little bit more, and people will be looking at the idea of getting their lawnmower out to cut the grass. But according to Dr. Ainley Lana, environmentalist and PRO of the Tree Council of Ireland, people shouldn't be in a rush to manicure their garden. Tell us why, Aina.
I don't know why anybody would take out their lawnmower to cut the grass. What a waste of space having a lawn. That's my opinion on lawns. But if you must have a lawn, and lots of people do actually like them, you should hold off on the cut at the moment, because what we need is food for the bees, and the bees are, the bumblebees are just coming out of hibernation. This sunshine isn't just warming up the soil, it's warming up the world for the bees as well. And the bees need pollen, the bees need nectar. And the most wonderful thing that they could find is a yellow flower. And they come to your garden and they see all the daffodils, and their heart sinks, because daffodils are useless for bees. There's no nectar, there's no pollen. Did you ever see a daffodil seed? I never did. They're bulbs. But what they do love are dandelions. And the dandelions come up on that first growth in your garden. You'll get dandelions, yellow flowers, full of nectar, full of pollen. And just let them grow once. You don't have to wait for the Ginny Joes. You don't have to wait for the seed heads and for them to spread. But just let the first crop of dandelions in your garden, and don't mow until after that. If you must mow, don't mow until after that, and give the bees a chance. How would you like to wake up after a whole winter not eating anything and have nothing to eat, only bloody daffodils, which don't work?
Yeah, well, wouldn't like it too much, in fairness. So If you can't, look, I have practical, you know, the grass verges, I've practical reasons for wanting to cut them. You have to walk across them. You don't know what's lying there, what dog droppings or whatever, or cat droppings are in there. I want to see where I'm going. So at some point, I'm going to cut the grass verges. I also think, I know you won't agree with me, I just think it looks a bit shabby after a while as well. But how long should I hold off?
That's what I'm saying, until the first crop of dandelions grow. Don't cut your lawn until the end of March, anyway, if it's beginning to grow. I mean, if you mean the grass verges, I mean, that's just the edges. You can maybe clip around the edge. But, I mean, leave the broad swathes of the grass to grow. I mean, if it's your own private grass, why have your dog droppings in it in the first place? Well, you're not minding your dog anyway.
Not my own private one, no. I'm talking about the grass verges. But I suppose you could cut a path through them, couldn't you, and leave the rest. Yeah,
that's often what people do, just the width of a lawnmower through something. But there's not very much growth yet. I mean, I don't know why people can't be.
There's a bit now. I have noticed the grass. It's looking a bit. It definitely has grown a little bit.
Yeah, but that's grand. I mean, go and watch the football match or the rugby on Saturday and leave the lawn alone for another weekend at least.
I'm not desperate to get the lawnmower out, I have to say. But anyway, people.
No, because I mean, the thing is, all those early flowers are really important. I mean, if you want to have lovely flowers in your garden, you can grow things like crocuses, you can grow things like snowdrops, grape hyacinths. I mean, those garden flowers are full of nectar, are full of pollen. It's just the daffodils and the tulips that are no good at all. And in fact, red tulips are the last straw altogether, because bees can't see red, so they can't even see them. They look black to them.
Wow.
So you could have your garden with nice flowers in it, and that would be much better, but not be able to mow the grass.
Aina, always a pleasure. Dr. Aina Leilana there, environmentalist PRO of the Tree Council of Ireland, saying hold off cutting the grass for a little while. Yes.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.